This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Wisdom is looking at life from God's point of view. What would happen if you started to attempt to look at life from God's point of view, what God is trying to accomplish in your life, in your marriage, in your children? You know what it does? It changes everything about your perspective when you look at it from God's point of view. I've always been interested in surfing, not in doing it, just watching it. I've never surfed in my life. But one of the things I've done out in California is always, on every trip, I've always gone down to the ocean, walk out on the pier, and that way you can see people surfing as they swim out into the water with the surfboard and they come back in riding the waves. And what's intriguing to me, what would kill me, the wave, is something that lifts them up. What would overwhelm me, the water coming from a wave, is something that they rise above it and they ride that wave. And there's an analogy there, folks, about a lot of things in life that the Lord doesn't want to overwhelm us for the purpose of destroying us. He permits things in our lives so that we can be blessed by it and we can mature and we can become complete. And you say, well, that's one way of looking at it. No, listen carefully. It's the only way to look at it. The other way to look at it is despair. The other way to look at it is to throw in the towel in bitterness and give up and say, what's the use? I might as well just give it up. If you ask God, He will give generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to Him. I'm amazed at what Christian people, not just pagans, but Christian people ask God for. Actually had a woman tell me years ago that she said, Randy, I buy a lottery ticket every day. But she said, I want you to know this, though. I get in my car and then I pray for God to help me to win. As if somehow that lottery ticket was sanctified by our prayer, which that principle's taught in Scripture. We do sanctify that which we pray over. I believe in that. I'm not sure the Lord meant us to pray over our lottery tickets, though. But her idea was this. She said, every day I pray for the Lord to give me money. Every day I pray for the Lord to help me win the lottery. And you know what I wanted to know? Was there ever one time in her life when she said, God, give me wisdom in dealing with my family? You know what the answer probably would have been? No. See, my point is that so many people ask for everything but wisdom, and the one thing that God says, I'll give it to you freely, is the one thing that people like you and me don't ask the Lord for. Let's bring up verse 6. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. Let's bring up the next verse. That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. And then verse 8 says, he is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does. This is one place where the Lord not only tells me what he will do, this is really intriguing. The Lord says, you better believe this is true. You better believe that I really will do this. You better have faith and trust that I'm actually going to follow through when you ask me for wisdom. Because if you don't, you're being double-minded. You're unstable in all that you do. Let me tell you what a double-minded person is. Psychologists call it cognitive dissonance, where you entertain conflicting ideas at the same time. It says, it's this. I know this is wrong, but I'm going to do it anyway. I know this is going to hurt me in some way, but I'm going to do it anyway. That's being double-minded. I know this is going to hurt my family, but I'm going to do it anyway. I know this is going to impact people at work in a negative way, but I'm going to do it anyway because, after all, I want to do that. That's being double-minded. And I want you to notice what James says. Very insightful about psychology, in my opinion. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.